I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas.
I like to oat, oat, oat opals and bananas.
Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life. Joining us today is our producer, Single Shot.
How's it going?
Hi.
What's up?
Good, good.
Sorry that you didn't get to join us on our last episode.
That's all good. It's nice to have fresh voices in the studio once in a while.
Yes, it is.
So, how is your day going, Rocket?
It's going pretty well. Cool. I heard that you went to the doctor today for the first time in 100 years.
Maybe. I don't go to the doctors very often.
What did they tell you?
Nothing. I'm dying.
How many tests did they run on you?
5.
Why isn't there some machine that you like can just stick your body in and then they're just like, oh, this is what's wrong with you?
Like it scans you from head to toe and it's just like, why aren't we that smart yet?
Maybe we are. We're just milking the economy in ways we don't understand yet.
Have you guys ever heard of that machine that you can put your the bodies in to do autopsies without actually
what?
Damaging the body? It's basically computerized, so you can take out the layers, the skin and stuff. So if you can do that to an autopsy to figure out and be non-invasive, how can they not do that to us and figure out what the fuck is wrong with us?
Without having to do stupid tests that take forever and
stab you with things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Science is getting there.
I think so, too.
Eventually. So, what's today's topic of discussion, Rocket?
Genetically modified organisms? Organisms, yes. That's what you told me earlier.
That's what I told you earlier. Hopefully I'm correct on that, because you just take everything I say at face value, so.
Yeah, I do. It's
GMOs, people.
GMOs.
What do we know about GMOs? What do we think about GMOs? And what should we think about GMOs?
I don't know.
I feel like everybody already knows GMO food not good.
It's not good.
How?
In several different ways.
How?
Okay, for example, they take anything and make it seedless, and then it doesn't have the opportunity to grow.
Do you like corn, Rocket?
I do.
Do you eat it on the cob?
Corn is useless, though. It has no actual nutritional value.
I do eat it on the cob occasionally.
Do you know what a corn cob looked like when we first landed here in America?
No.
It looked like a roach's butt. It was 2 inches tall, had maybe 6 kernels that were oversized. We genetically modified it through hybridism, crossbreeding, and made delicious sweet corn that we have now.
But it's still not nutritious for you, so it serves no actual value. It's useless.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Okay, so speaking of food, though, and genetically modified organisms, have you guys heard about the salmon that they're using basically to grow? They basically made it so it grows faster. And it's currently under FDA review. So I understand what you're saying, that yes, it is. We're making more. And it's we're serving more people. But it's all still money. What if it makes them grow faster, and then it has some weird organism that gets into your brain and makes your brain grow faster? What then?
Well, FDA wouldn't that kind of be a good thing?
Kill off everybody?
I don't know.
What if we became smart or
dangerous. Or zombies.
Either way, I mean.
And brain growth and intelligence are unrelated. Just saying. Then there's, I don't know. I mean, making a fish go through its life cycle faster so we can harvest mature fish faster to feed more people. So it's kind of like a bad thing to me.
I mean, in some ways it sounds good. In some ways it's bad, though, because, like, eventually aren't we just going to have to be, like, constantly creating food instead of growing, like, actual...
I mean, not growing these fish from eggs to real fish. You're full-size adult fish that you can eat.
Okay, I guess I'm not understanding something about the food part of it.
Okay, what's that?
I don't know how to put it into words. Like, I feel like everything that is GMO, like, that's food, is technically fake. Like, it's some
kind
of...
You're fucking the order of nature, almost, in a sense. Like, we're creating it, whereas opposed to, like, it's not growing naturally. We're not growing it anymore.
Well, so we are creating it. We're creating a natural product that is more resilient, more profitable, and better for you in some occasions.
But maybe that's not more good sustainable. Because of overpopulation. Like, maybe we're supposed to not produce that much to feed this many people.
We have to, though. We're just going to kill off a bunch of people?
What? I mean, okay, well, that kind of leads into, like, another area of, like, GMOs, where now if you can't have a baby, you can.
You can just make your own. Like, you can... pick their eye color. Pick how you want them to look. Like,
designer baby.
Design your own little baby.
Again, I don't see a problem with that.
You don't think that, like... Okay, this is probably going to sound awful, but, like, natural selection. If you're not supposed to, like...
I support natural selection 100%.
Yeah, like we're creating more, like, people. When maybe we weren't supposed to create that many people, like, but we are altering that, which is causing it maybe, like, possible overpopulation.
No, I get it. But I guess, I don't know, I guess GMOs can just be good or bad. I mean,
think about this. You have a history of heart problems in your family. In fact, maybe it's, say, five of your uncles or five of your relatives or ancestors died at the age of 50 due to heart complications.
Well, yeah, and you could build a superhuman.
Technically.
Which, I mean, why wouldn't you for your child? Of course. Like, of course.
Why wouldn't you for the advancement of the human race?
Well, yeah, I mean, that could be another possibility. Then we're creating a new generation of, like, superhumans.
It could be. But, okay, I read something also, though, about mosquitoes. Okay, so how they're just a problem and they don't really contribute to the environment or the food chain at all, really. So in order to, like, eradicate their species, they're modifying these mosquitoes, I believe, to turn them all male so that they can't breed anymore. And eventually they'll just die off. Like, that's a fucking good thing. There needs mosquitoes. Like, so I feel like mosquitoes, in certain aspects, like, they're very helpful. And they also, like, you wouldn't want our, like, us as humans to look stupid and never advance, like, scientifically or anything.
No, of course. Like, I totally agree with science. I also believe, though, that, like, you don't know anything until it's been around for, like, 30 years. Like, I feel like there's, like, a 30-year rule where you have to, like... Okay, for example, do you guys remember Dolly the sheep?
Yeah.
In 1980, like, when they cloned her or whatever, and it was, like, a huge advancement in science.
Mm-hmm.
But she died early, right? Like, she died at 6 years old of lung disease, which is not very common for sheep, especially because, like, sheep live to be about, like, 10 to 12 years old.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, again, we are interfering with, like, natural selection, and you don't really know what, like, mutation could occur or, like, side effect. Kind of like new drugs that come into the market. You don't really know the side effects until 30 years later when you're like, oh... By the way, call this lawyer if
you've experienced, yeah.
That has something else to do with the pharmaceutical companies. And I don't like drugs in general. I don't for anything. That's why I'm against going to the doctor, usually. Yeah. I don't like having extra stuff in my system.
Yeah.
I can work it out, but it's okay. I mean, if natural selection takes hundreds of thousands of years in cases... Darwin was able to study it because it was an isolated island that a very specific group of species, and he was able to watch evolution take place before his eyes over tens of years.
Right.
it takes longer for stuff like that to happen naturally. I'm all for science helping evolution along if it benefits us somehow. We're top of the food chain for a reason, and that's our ability to think and use tools, and I should use every tool at our disposal to stay at that point.
Yeah, and I agree. It's science, and it's there for a reason, and we should be advancing. Okay, which, speaking of, like, we also do some pretty silly things in science, though.
That's true.
Like, in South Korea, they actually are breeding more muscular pigs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is a thing. They're just making them more muscular. Like, at some point, you know that's going to turn into, like, how can we make humans more muscular?
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
Easy
like
solution.
Steroid, like, steroid beam.
Oh, yes.
It's hilarious. Muscly pigs. Look it up.
Yeah.
Well, there are cases of stuff like that has messed with nature. Like Africanized killer bees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or pugs.
They were bred to be... Pugs. To have extra benefits and be a great, withstanding, they can withstand natural things all over the world, like climate change and like that. But they're also super aggressive and take
over. Yeah, fucking aggressive. Do y'all remember? I used to have some in my yard.
I do remember. It was scary.
And I was a little bitch about, like, killing them all. It was fun, though.
That was scary.
And how many people would refuse to even do that?
So many people. They wouldn't even come out to look at them. They were like, fuck no. Like, they're on the ground and they're attacking people that are walking by.
So,
like,
not normal.
Yeah.
Normal bees don't do that.
No. Yeah. That's why I'm so fucking scared of bees.
Yeah, I mean, we make some crazy shit. Like, okay, so I also read about, have you guys heard of less farty cows?
What?
Like, okay, so in 2009, researchers in Canada, of course, where they basically found out the gases, like the farts from cows, release methane, which is bad for, like, the planet, global warming. So they are designing cows that are less farty.
That is insane.
That's hilarious. Oh, this is my cow. It doesn't fart as much.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, they're trying to help the environment.
See, I don't agree with that. You can't mess with cows' farts just because you think it's good for the environment.
But if you think that's crazy.
You just agreed to GMO corn.
Okay, but look.
Yeah, but that's changing a natural body function of an animal for something you can't prove.
Science can prove it, apparently.
And global warming isn't a problem. Global warming is a natural response to change on the Earth.
We're not going to get into global warming in this episode.
It all evens out, y'all.
Okay, but look. Going along with her cow thing about farts. Seriously, though. Vegans, y'all need to stop. Scientists are trying to... Okay, so there's kids that are born with a certain deformity. Like, they're missing a certain gene or a certain something. And... they can't feel pain. Have you ever heard about kids like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're trying to replicate that in cows so that we can have pain-free beef so that they won't feel when they're being slaughtered.
They can't feel it anyway.
Thank you. Like, isn't it over, like, in a fucking second for them?
It's a punch in the brain is an electric spark.
But yes, like, this is, like, things like that, like, stop wasting your time.
It's more traumatic for them to be transported to the slaughterhouse than it is to actually be slaughtered.
It's just unnecessary,
because
though.
You have to sit in the back of a truck for exposed to the elements, no water, no food, for up to 14 hours sometimes just to get to where you're going.
Have you guys ever seen the Happy Cow videos when they're, like, being released and they're so happy? They're literally just, like... Like
jumping and shit.
Yeah. Oh, freedom!
Right.
Damn happy cows.
Okay, but still.
That's,
like,
one of the biggest problems in the trucking industry is the transportation of live animals to their destination.
We're getting all PETA up in here, and we need to chill.
I'm not getting any PETA.
Yes, you are.
I don't give a fuck about PETA.
Okay.
I give a fuck about the truck drivers who are forging their logbooks to make time so their animals, their product, doesn't die before they get to their destination.
That's true. A lot of animals do die during transportation. Which is,
okay, that's
that
insane.
Costs the U.S.
Like
millions and
too.
Millions of dollars a year.
Yeah,
look, with food, the United States is in a position where if we were stopped accepting anything from outside because, say the apocalypse happened and we couldn't produce food anymore, we have so much food right now that we could live for years stimulating just the United States.
So then why are we still, like, slaughtering cows, shipping them to China to get cut up or whatever?
Because you can't make money if you don't export.
Ugh. Everything is always about money.
Of course. Even in our world. Look at us.
I know.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm guilty of wanting and needing money.
Well, speaking of cows, though, too, they did also produce, in New Zealand, a cow that produces milk without the protein that most, like, people are allergic to. Mm-hmm. Lactoglobulin, I believe is what it's called. But anyway, it's like the cow doesn't produce that, and it produces more of the, like, nutritious proteins in milk. But milk is fucking disgusting. I don't think anyone should be drinking milk. I'm looking at you, single shot. Milk is disgusting.
Milk is not disgusting.
But if you're going to drink milk, there are better allergen-free milks that are coming out.
Which are great if you have an allergy to milk. I do not. So
everybody, it's mucus. It is the most disgusting thing. I cannot.
If you were about to say mucus,
I was going to say mucus.
It's delicious.
Milk reminds me of tongue scrapings.
You're disgusting with your tongue scrapings, ma'am.
It's boob juice.
Boob juice?
Yeah, drink breast milk. Only breast milk.
Is not as sweet as no nutritional value for adults. So.
What? It still has antiviral and anti...
For babies, but my immune system is grown. I'm a grown-ass man.
I have put it in my eyes. Guys, so... I have even put it on cuts. You name it.
Well, what you do in your bedroom in your free time is off podcast material.
So, okay, last, when we were talking about dinosaurs not too long ago, remember how we were talking about how if our world were more oxygenated, I guess, then things would be, like, way bigger. So, potentially. Well, they're doing a study about it on dragonflies. So they're, like, keeping them in these environments with elevated oxygen levels, and they actually are growing. Like, not to dinosaur size, but...
the bigger.
It's because...
yeah, like, noticeably, like, I mean...
it's because of the way insects breathe. They don't really have lungs and muscles to use those lungs. They have little openings in their legs that take in oxygen and let it flow through their system. So when you put something like that in a space with more oxygen, it can get to the body faster, it can get the body better, and it can grow. Normal mammals and things that might be degenerative because we need to have a certain, you know.
Okay. With that being said, aren't insects fucking weird? Like, I feel like they're aliens.
They are
crazy. And maybe the whole oxygen thing, like, because planets have different oxygen levels Like, maybe this is a way to prove that insects are fucking aliens.
And aliens do exist here on Earth. Totally.
I can agree. Insects are pretty cool.
Insects are really, really weird, though. They're not like...
they don't think?
Like anything on this planet. They're their own thing.
They don't really think. They just go on instinct. They just do what they're naturally programmed to do without any consideration for what it is they're doing.
Yeah.
And yet we can interact with them and make them, like, run little mazes and shit.
So that's cool.
Pretty fucking cool.
What you want to watch out for is roaches.
Roaches are disgusting.
They are fucking scary. I watched a roach once walk across the floor, stop, look around, change direction, go somewhere else. That means roaches, as far as that one looked, are capable of at least minimal thought. And that scares the fuck out of me.
And they keep going. It's like when you turn on the lights and they stop, they, like, freeze. They're like,
right.
Or they scatter. Roaches are fucking awful. And you could be allergic to them.
What?
Yeah, they're disgusting. Like, when I did the allergy test on my daughter, like, that's one of the things that they test for is
roach allergy.
Because it could be an allergen.
Pretty
neat. And roaches live through anything. So fuck roaches. They're probably aliens because they survive everything.
Okay, but think about in the ocean, they have these little, like, they're underwater things that crawl on the ground.
Yeah,
that
they're
kind
like insects.
Of look like roaches. They have a hard back or shell or whatever, and their shape is similar, even their legs.
Yeah. Talking about those roly-poly things?
Yeah, they look like roly-polies,
kind of.
Yeah.
No, but there's different kinds, too, because we even have one, like, we got a sea pack of, like, hard animals, and we call it a sea beetle, but kind of does look like a big roach.
Underwater, though?
Underwater,
yeah.
Big roach.
Interesting. Interesting.
Interesting. That's crazy, y'all.
Did you guys know that they also make glow-in-the-dark animals?
Why?
Because, why not? This is science. This is what we do.
But what benefit would that have, for
us? I don't know, but it's really interesting. If you look it up, they have glow-in-the-dark cats, glow-in-the-dark mice, glow-in-the-dark chicks, rabbits. They basically are injecting jellyfish genes into these animals or whatever, that they actually glow.
Bioluminescent?
Yeah, it's really weird. I didn't believe it, and I had to, Google, glow-in-the-dark cats, and it's a thing.
That seems annoying to me.
That would be so annoying.
Just pretentious. But if you put that dye in, sheep, you keep track of where your sheep are at night, let them graze in the fields.
And that would also put a whole new saying into, counting sheep to bed.
I want to glow-in-the-dark kid so I can always find my kid.
That would be fucking awesome.
Or the aliens find your kid first and then
subject them. Oh, yes. Wow.
So I got to meet aliens.
Okay, our alien show is seriously coming soon.
Can't wait.
We talk about it every episode.
I know,
but
we do.
We're such conspiracy theorists. It's annoying.
I don't really know. I mean, those are really the only main things I have recently read about.
But are you guys also familiar, though, with that Russian experiment on foxes? Did you guys ever hear about that? I remember watching a 2020 or whatever on it, and it was this Soviet geneticist. Mm-hmm. I think it was in the 1950s, but he basically domesticated foxes through selective breeding, and he would pick the ones that were not necessarily nicer to humans, but they weren't as scared or aggressive. Mm-hmm. And then he would breed them to make more the nicer ones, and then they basically use the mean ones for fur coats and shit.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, so he did that, and within four generations they were domesticated to be almost like dogs. Nice. Even their ears started flopping. Apparently foxes are one of the hardest things to tame.
Yeah.
As far as wild animals go. Mm-hmm. And in four generations they started noticing how quickly.
It's pretty cool. It's actually pretty insightful, and it helps explain a lot why we bond over dogs so much.
Totally.
Dogs have been domesticated for thousands of years. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of cool.
I feel like that's the beginning, too, of selective breeding and stuff, make these designer dogs, which have health issues. Dog no, but they do. They have a bunch of health issues. Oh, yeah. And that goes back to the theory.
Look at
it's mutation.
Wiener dogs or corgis. Things with short legs, elongated spines. Yeah. They always have health issues. It's not good.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're cute, but at what cost?
Exactly. Yeah, allergies
and stuff.
But that goes back to the beginning, with my feelings on genetically modified food. How do you know what it's really doing to your body? Or if it's doing anything?
Yeah. We don't know. And we're not going to know until later on. It could be oh, now everybody has cancer all of a sudden because all our food is fucking fake or plastic or whatever.
Cancer isn't everybody to begin with, as it is. It's just dormant cells in your body, and then outside responses.
What if this is activating it?
That could be
because of a mutation.
No, it could literally be millions of any variable that can instantly make it occur in your body. So we can't even prove what causes cancer, except maybe California can prove cigarettes cause cancer, but I don't know.
If y'all had cancer, would y'all ask to be the first human to test the cancer destroyer that they tested on rats recently that proved to kill 100% of all cancer carrying cells?
Is it going to make you sick like chemo?
No, I don't know. That's why I want to, they haven't tested it on humans. If I had cancer, I would totally volunteer. What do you got to lose?
Yeah. I just wouldn't want to do chemo. Chemo's way too
horrible to your body. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not something I'd want to do.
Right.
Absolutely not. Don't smoke cigarettes. Don't get punched in the balls.
Smoke whatever, do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want, because eventually everyone's going to get cancer of some sort.
Look, a freaking scientist worked for the CDC, wasn't allowed to publish this stuff when he worked there. Afterwards, he is open about it as could be. If you smoke less than a pack a day, maybe less than 6 cigarettes a day, you're really not doing anything to your body.
Really?
Everything in moderation, I guess.
Everything in moderation, people. That's the most important rule in life.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's
don't
some
eat a whole pizza. People, don't drink the 6-pack of Monsters.
This is my first energy drink.
Should be your last.
Right? I brought all y'all some, though. Just so you know.
Rocket's so good to us. So good. Any last thoughts on GMOs? Are you for them, against them, reconsidering them?
30-year rule.
What do you know in 30 years? I don't know. I feel like you can't even avoid, like, you can't really avoid, like, eating these things or coming in contact with genetically modified things, like food. And
at this,
like,
point, it's a near impossibility.
Well, it's like we were talking about, too, about, like, children nowadays. Everyone has, like, an assigned laptop for school and stuff. Like, progress, that's so weird to me.
Progress marches on, people.
But then people can't even write in cursive anymore or, like, do any of these cool things. Okay, I think.
Okay, what benefit is it to be able to write cursive?
But have you seen some of these people's handwriting nowadays? It's so just literally fucking chicken scratch. People can't spell. Like, people can't use grammar correctly.
That's true.
First rule I have for the internet is not everyone is an artist. If you want something that looks good, learn cursive. Take calligraphy. If you just want to do it, then I suggest maybe not doing it.
If you want to write in English, hashtag everything.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Abbreviate.
Hashtag I cannot stand, and people, please stop doing this. Don't say hashtag, I'm telling you what you shouldn't be doing on the internet right now. That's not a fucking hashtag. Like, you just squished a whole sentence together and put a fucking pound sign in front of it. If you're going to hashtag, at least hashtag correctly.
How do you correctly hashtag?
Not like, I just told you, don't do that. Like, I always see people writing entire sentence hashtags, like, today I went to the mall and I bought a pair of Nikes, and then I went to go get a pretzel from Auntie Anne's. Like, that's not a hashtag.
Auntie Anne's. Shout out.
That's not a hashtag.
Okay, sorry. That just really bothers me.
It doesn't matter what anyone hashtags, honestly, because social networking as a thing is a complete failure.
I kind of agree.
It has turned the world against itself.
I know.
It's sure when everyone was all friendly in the 90s and now we're like at each other's throats.
All the time. Everyone's constantly.
Everyone's on edge for the, like, everything has to be perfect. Designer babies. Everything has to be perfect. Right. Everything in this world has to be perfect.
I feel like this is a topic for another time, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess on that note, we will say peace out.
Bye.
Oh, and let us know if you have any cool stories or interesting articles about GMOs. Yes. All right. Later.
I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to oat apples and bananas.